Joining us in the media center following the AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals at Gateway, Pro Stock Motorcycle winner L.E. Tonglet. L.E. has 6 wins on the season, 2 runner-ups. Last win, Sonoma, so it has been a while. Last final round, Redding, 1 week ago. 16 career wins, 6 runner-up finishes. Crew chief is Tim Kalungian. This is your first Gateway win. You took out Joey Gladstone, Eddie Krawick, Matt Smith to advance to the final rounds. L.E. is the 2010 Pro Stock Motorcycle World Champion and the 2010 Auto Club Road to the Future Award. That was a different guy, though. That was a little kid. L.E., huge day for you guys.
Yeah, like you said, that was a way different kid. You know, I didn't know what the pressure was, but now 7 years later, I know what Andrew was feeling, and I know what Eddie and all of them are feeling now with all the pressure, and you just got to stay calm and go rounds. And facing off with Eddie in round 2 was a huge matchup, and we felt like that was the make or break of the countdown, and we came out on top, and we're back in it.
Eddie was undefeated in the countdown to that point. You were 001 on the tree, so you acted and drove like it was for the championship.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was fired up going up against Eddie, and I was 020s throughout all qualifying, and we didn't change anything on the bike, and I was 001. So that just shows you how fired up you can get in a countdown battle. So just thankful that it wasn't 2,000 quicker.
We'll open it up to questions from the media. Name and affiliation.
Kenneth Roberts, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. What made you do the 0-1? I mean, you know, you said you're in the 20s on your action time, and then all of a sudden you slam him with an 0-1. How? Why?
I wish I could tell you, because I'd love to be 001 every time. It's just, it's the nerves. I mean, this is make or break for us. Like I said, we felt like if we lost this race, then our championship hunt was over. So I was fired up. My dad was fired up. Tim, Jerry, I mean, we're all fired up. That was a big round win for us.
And you were able to prevail.
Right. I mean, I wish I could tell you why, but it was just luck, I guess.
Luck? Is there some skill involved here?
I don't know. You know, I'm just a monkey pushing a button, and I'm just sitting on a very fast motorcycle right now, and I make mistakes, and I made 2 of them today. So we're very fortunate to get the round wins at what I've done, and Tim's just been tuning the bike, and it's been flying. So I was able to make a couple mistakes and still get the round wins, and that's huge. And I didn't make any mistakes in the finals, though, I don't think.
Kevin Pruth, STLRacing.com. Talk about that last race against Andrew Hines. He had a great weekend all weekend. What was your mindset going into that race? And
our mindset was just to pick up another couple hundreds. Like, the bike's been, Tim's been tuning it, and it's pretty much picked up every single round today. And he said he was going for the jugular in the finals, and it showed. We went 679 and not the greatest conditions, and we wanted to get the round win, but we stopped Eddie earlier, so if we would have lost, it wouldn't have been too bad, but we needed those extra 20 points to bring that gap a little bit closer. And I was trying to go 020 on the tree, and I think I was in the 20s or something like that, so that was good.
Throughout the season, you guys had the quickest bike most of the time, but as the U.S. Nationals and countdown crept around, Harleys came back, and your competition really came back, and even looked like they overtook you guys for a while. Certainly at the start of the countdown, Eddie was undefeated. The bikes were all apart till late last night. Tim and your crew working extremely hard, obviously didn't quit, and then through this race seemed to have fought back and now gotten even or maybe even ahead.
Like you said, we've kind of fell off pace a little bit, and we've only fell off pace in qualifying. You know, if you look back on Sunday, we ran right with everybody at the top, and we haven't been qualifying that great. So on Sundays, Tim he figures it out by Sunday, and it just hauls butt, and we're able to get round wins. And like you said, it looked like Eddie and the Harley guys were going to dominate, but we're able to stop them today, and that was a big championship battle right there.
I want you to elaborate a little bit on the fact that you were a champion in 2010, and you were a kid on a family bike going up against the might of Vance and Hines. Now you are a hired gun on a White Alligator racing motorcycle with a crew chief, with an operation, one of the best bikes out there. It's got to be a different experience, and maybe more pressure now because you are hired to ride and there are expectations.
Right, I'm hired to win races, and that does add extra pressure, but when we raced with GT and my dad and I, we're like you said, we're just out there having fun and we're competing for a championship, which we never thought we would. And we're just winning races and winning rounds. And I was a kid back then, so I didn't know what the pressure was or what it was supposed to be feel like. So now coming into this year, I feel like I'm supposed to win and supposed to do good. So it's always good when you can do good, but it's tough. I don't know what to say. You don't want to we've been struggling qualifying, and we don't like to do that. We're giving up little bonus points, which we don't want to do that, but it's happening, so hopefully we can turn that around in Dallas.
Congratulations on your win, Ellie Tonglet, Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the AAA Midwest Nationals.
Thank you.